You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
That's right. You are tuned in to the Cave Radio Show with your boy T. Smiley right here on We Talk Radio. Listen, we have the pleasure of having an incredible artist here with us today. We're going to be interviewing this incredible person by the name of Mr. Willie Mack. Y'all stay tuned. We're going to play some music here real quick, and then we'll be right back. All right? Stay with us.
Eastside Funk is where I stay. We ball and parlay and glisten with a glaze. Step up in the club and rock the party. I'm 700 degrees even in the shade. G.I. Lee ain't got a dismay. I saw I'm you on how to stay paid. Hawaiians ask me how I stay so late. Good time like JJ, well, what can I say? I ain't a crook, but I take the cake. I even pissed off because I got what it takes. And if you wanna know who I am, just check your street signs when you go downtown, cause I'm the man.
Cause I'm the man.
And if you wanna know who I am, keep your mouth shut, stay out of trouble. Feather and as smooth as silk, and what I can do for you is a better than a gallon of milk. And haters mad, girls be all at my pad, role playing and shit, and I be spanking their ass. It happened so fast that she couldn't react. She got black Mac attacked and she ain't turned back. My nuts just touched the flow the way she swing on my sack, and I know that haters wanna beat me down. Made some castles with some caves, but I'm the king with my crown. I shout about it and tatter you all over town. Well, I'll be John Brown. Didn't know your handcuffing haters was still around. And if you wanna know who I am, just check your street signs when you go downtown, cause I'm the man. And if you wanna know who I am, who the fuck is you, nigga? Mind the biz, cause I'm the man.
You know these women today, I don't know what kind of man they looking for, but I gotta be straight up with them. I'm a baby girl, I ain't that type of man, and I just wanna be honest with you. You see, my mama always told me to be straight up with a woman. Just go on and tell her the truth, son. And I'm going to tell you exactly how I feel. I ain't going to tell you no lie. I'm going to tell it like it is. Girl, cash account at the bank.
That's right. Again, it's your boy T. Smiley right here on We Talk Radio on the Cave Radio Show. I would like to do the honors. What you guys just heard was the legendary Mr. Willie Mack. All right? That was his music, Tell It Like It Is. Incredible song. I want to introduce you guys to somebody that's to this guy. He's he became a songwriter, began performing at talent shows and other public events. This guy is actually, he's completed a full tour in the Iraq. He's been in the Army. He's completed a whole tour in Iraq. I want to say thank you for serving, and I would like to bring in Mr. the legendary Willie Mack. How you doing, sir?
Hey, how you doing? I told y'all I was coming. I just ain't never tell you what time.
And where we at?
Hey, it's all good. Glad to have you here, sir. Glad to have you. How you doing this morning?
Well, I'm just sitting right here beside my grandma, and we just listening in on the radio. I told her, I said, won't you just sit here with me and listen in? I want you to be a part of this with me. Tell them how old you are, Miss Ellen.
I'm 83.
83 years old, and she enjoys the music, too, and I wanted her to sit in with me. This is the first time anyone has ever sit in with a legendary Willie Mack interview.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? Well, from We Talk Radio family and the Cave Radio Show, we would like to say welcome, Grandma, to the show. Glad to have you here. Glad to be a part of – glad you're a part of this interview on today.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. You're welcome. Listen, I want to jump right into it, Mr. Willie Mack. I want you to talk about the beginning, where it all began, where it all started for you in the music industry. You know, sometimes people say the beginning started when they first just started writing music. I want to go as far as, you know, childhood all the way up. However you want to start it out, it's all you. You have the floor, sir.
But the very beginning is when me and I got a twin brother, and me and him was the Soul Train. It used to come on every Saturday, everybody know, at 12 o'clock. And me and my twin brother, we used to sit out beside the road, and I told my mother this plenty of times. My mother passed away a couple years ago, but I told her this many of times, and I said angels used to sing to us over the top of the trees. And you know, I sat down and I texted my twin brother one day and told him, I said, man, do you remember, man? I don't want nobody to think I'm crazy. I said, but do you remember those angels singing to us? And, man, he texted back. He said, man, I thought I was crazy. He said, I do. And tears just ran down my eyes because, I mean, I just thought that I could not tell anyone else, you know, and no one would believe me. And so my father passed away when I was 10 years old, and I didn't know how to cope with that. Back in those days, we didn't have no counseling for kids and to go through something of that measure. And so I started writing poetry, and my first walk on stage was when I did a little festival at school, and I looked out in that crowd, man, and I was nervous, but I seen what they was just sitting there waiting on something to happen. And the only thing that could happen was us on that stage. And what we did right at that moment, that's what was supposed to happen. And so I just chose to not allow anybody to wait any longer. And I started writing music, taking old tapes, taping them back together. I came up off rock and roll blues and listening to the Oak Ridge Boys and LL Cool J. And what I did was I took all the styles that they call genres, and I never gave music a name. I only think when they gave music a name is when they messed it up. But I took all the styles and I put them into one, and we call it Soul Jive.
Nice. Soul Jive.
From that point on, I've just been adding a twist of my comedy because I was the family class clown, and I kept them laughing. And I took all of that pain and all of that what I went through as a child, see, and I put it inside of my music and started telling stories. And I learned storytelling just from the old way of hip-hop. You know, that's how I started storytelling. Johnny Taylor and Tyrone Davis, Mama's Apple Pie, and all of these things came back to mind. You know, the Beatles, Michael Jackson, the Prince, the best in the world. That's who I learned from. And my mother was my greatest teacher.
Let's talk about your mom real quick, man. I know you say your mom passed away. How influential was she with you in the music? I know she, you know, was very encouraging. Very encouraging with you.
Yes.
On your music, right?
Yes. It's funny. I love to tell this story every time. My mother was one of the greatest cooks, not just that I know, but everybody in my Jackson County, Florida, in Alabama. So she cooked for many people, many, and fed thousands. And I tell you this, I would sit in there in that kitchen table, and she would cook and sing to me the entire time. She wasn't singing just to me, but I was the one that was sitting there listening. And she was singing to the food. She was singing to the world. She was singing to anybody who walked through that door and just needed music in their life. And she sang all gospel songs. She never sung anything else. So I never joined a gospel choir because I was already in one. And I learned from the best. And the strength of a woman is always known. It's the ways of a woman that's never known. And I just think that, and right now today, in my past music, I used to talk trash and used to talk like I was the pimp of the day. But now in my music, going on to my sophomore album, I just woke up one morning and said, from this point on, I'm gonna talk about the strengths of a woman. I'm gonna make sure that we don't never degrade our women again. And that's what I plan to do. And another thing I plan to do is change the hearts of people so they can start changing their minds.
Awesome, awesome. Let's talk about your music. I want to talk about Tell It Like It Is. I want you to get into that, man. Tell us how that came about and your two top singles on there, Tell It Like It Is and Can't Take No More. Can't take it no more. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. First of all, my manager, Jimmy Colbert, they call him JC. I got to give a big shout out to him. He's one of the greatest people that came into my life. I believed in myself, but he made me believe in myself even more. And not only that, but he believed in me. And so, and for that, man, it was uncommon for me. And he played a track online one day. 3 years after I met him, or 2 years, and it was the I Can't Take It No More track. I came into the studio, and he played, he sent me another track as well before I went. And I went into the studio, and I had already wrote the song in less than a day. And went in the studio, and that breakdown word said, I'm the medicine, the doctor ordered. Some, you know, my mother used to tell my uncle all the time, boy, you can't hold water. And she would always tell him, I'm going to tell it like it is. And she would hit the table, I'm going to tell it like it is. And I don't care who out there like it. And I don't care who out there going to say something about it, but I'm going to tell it like it is. And I took all these words from my families and from my mothers and great teachers, and I just said, hey, these are the words and the phrases that I remember in life that put me in a place like if I start to do wrong, I can remember this and say, you better do right, because this is what my mother emphasized. And so I used it to the point to where I wanted to talk to the women and say, hey, this is what's going on that I see. I see these young men, they don't want no job because they're getting the support from the government. They just want to live off the woman. I know this because I have done it, and I'm changing that now. And so I took and said, you don't need a man like this, but this is what you want. You got this type of man. On the second verse, I came and said, now this is the type of man that you need. You don't need a man that's going to smoke cigarettes and do this all day and don't want to, you know, do nothing else with his time. You don't need a man that's going to stay out past 12 o'clock because my mama said that's when the devil get active. You don't need a man that ain't going to put your name on that bank account. His money is your money. And if you're scared of that, you don't need to get married no way. You don't need to be with him. I'm just going to tell it like it is.
Wow. That is amazing. That's good to hear. That is great. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Listen,
thank you.
I
stand behind it. Yeah.
What was that?
And I fully stand behind it. Everything I say, I'm not just saying it, I mean it. And it's an eye-opener for me. I got a good team in my corner. I got my cousin Kaz. I got Uncle Ad, a comedian. And these guys keep me leveled. There's always people coming and tapping me on the shoulders and saying, come do this. But these are the guys that's keeping me in fashion and keeping me, leading me into the right direction with good advice and good support. Anybody else in my corner that have been helping me.
Man, shout out to JC for doing an excellent job with helping you get this album and stuff released, man. Wonderful work. I actually love it, man. I had an uncle that sung blues and stuff like that, and it's incredible to hear. It's incredible to hear, more of music like he put out. My uncle passed away, I think last year, early part of last year.
I wish I could have got a chance to meet him.
Man, I tell you, man, what a great man. He played the drums, right? But he also sung
yes.
while he played the drums. So it was amazing to see. Yeah, it was amazing to see him to do those things. Me personally, I didn't get a chance because I was, younger. I didn't get a chance to see him perform when he was younger because
right.
I was just probably a little kid or whatever the case may be. But it's funny how that worked because I'm also a drummer. I've been playing since 10 years old, and now I'm at the point where I'm playing and actually singing at the same time at my
there
home church here in Dallas.
There
yeah.
you go.
And it was funny.
Man.
Yes, sir. It was funny because I really didn't know. I really did not know that he sang and played the drums at the same time until he passed. And I started seeing a lot of videos and I was like, wow, never knew that I was able to follow in the footsteps of him. So, I salute my uncle on that really a lot because, it's funny. Cause when he found that I started playing the drums, he was like, nephew, you can't beat me. You can't beat me on the drums. And I was like, I think I got you.
Pushing you.
Yeah.
And that's what I call those people great teachers, man, because we don't even know they teaching and they teaching. We call them great when we finally realize it, And, that's just a big thing to me. And before you get back, just make sure everybody go out to my fan page. Everything is the legendary Willie Mack, and I always tell them to make sure they spell Willie Mack, WILLYMAC. And you can't forget the legendary because there's only one of me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's only one.
That's right.
The legendary, Mr. Willie
and you
Mack.
You can find
yes,
that.
Sir.
That's my personal website and anywhere on all digital platforms. I'm there. And when I'm there, my fans are there and the team that's helping me build my brand.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Awesome. Listen, I want to say for your service, that's one thing we did not talk about. I want to talk about that real quick, your time and service in the military.
Yes. Yes. I did 7.5 years in the military. Actually, a lot of my brothers actually went into the military, too. I have a twin brother. His name is John Wilson. We share the same middle name, Arthur. And also, he did military service in the Air Force, and the other brothers did military service in the Army, Felix Wilson. I have eight boys and two girls, and we have had two boys to pass away. But we still have a big family. I love big families, and I completed two successful tours in Iraq, Operation Iraqi Freedom. That was in 2003, and then I did another deployment in 2005, and I got to give a big shout-out to 19 Battalion, 19 Battalion out of Fort Stewart, Georgia. I was in Fort Bragg. I was in several places, and I just want to say thank you to all my military active and all my military veterans and all the rest of the protectors of this land, including the nurses that had to go through with the COVID-19, all of the family, everybody, all of my police officers. We all working together to make our communities great, and without your help, we can't do it. So we're here for you as well. So don't think that you are out there and you're forgotten. We're here for you as well. And so we're going to make sure that we get this thing together, and by changing hearts, we can change minds.
Wow. Awesome. Awesome. I salute you. Again, I salute you on that, man, because I have also some family that was in the military, and you know, it's that military, being in the military, man, it teaches you a lot. You know, your appearance, your, you know, just everything, you know, it makes you a better person, in the service and out the service. So I salute you on that, big time. I have a couple guys here, on the panel that, I don't know if they want to say hello. To you.
Hey, how y'all doing? I would love to speak to all of them, you know. I want to speak to everybody. I want to know you.
That's what's up. That's what's up. I'm going to bring some of those guys in. We got a new name for them. This is the Cavemen on the Cave Radio Show. So I'm going to bring them in.
I love that name.
Yeah. You know what? It's funny.
I love that name.
It's funny. We just came up with that name last night, honestly. So shout
out. You know,
out
that's
to
what
Mr.
caught the attention.
Yes, sir. Shout out to Mr. Jeff. Shout out to Mr. Jeff. Jeff is here. Live.
What up,
Jeff? How you doing?
How you doing?
Hey, what's up, man? You got me?
Yes, I can hear you well.
Hey, man.
Hey, I want to thank y'all for giving me this opportunity to be on the show. This show just caught my attention, and I had to reach out to y'all. And, man, and I've been okay with it since then.
Man, you know what? You don't owe us any thanks. You know, I want to thank you for your story and everything that you shared with us this morning. You're quite an inspiring person. I definitely learned a lot with what you had to say, and definitely want to thank you for your service and,
you're welcome.
You know, everything you have to say about that. And, you know, you seem like a wonderful man. I'd like to shake hands with one day.
Yeah, we will. We will. When I was growing up and getting this maturity in my life, one of my biggest songs on the album is called "I Apologize." It's significant to me because I was married twice, and before I released this song and talked to my manager about even releasing it, I let both of my ex-wives listen to it and got their okay with it. Because I talked about some things personal within our relationship. And I encourage all young men, even if married or not married, that if you break up, don't leave there in a bad home. Talk about it. Don't leave on unwanted terms. Talk about it, because the kids are watching you and they're growing up. I've been through this already. My kids accepted me back and told me, God, to deal with it. And right now we have some of the closest relationships. So I challenge my young men out there to challenge themselves and do the right thing.
Yes, sir. I can appreciate that 100%. I'm a full believer in communication, because without communication, how can we ever get our problems resolved?
That's right. So it's a pleasure to meet you and talk with you. And just like you said, I want to shake your hand and look you in the eyes and tell you thank you as well.
Thank you, sir.
Awesome, awesome. I personally, you know, that what you just said right there, you know, communication and being, you know, still being in contact with not only your ex-wife, maybe your ex-girlfriend or something like that. You know,
that's right.
I personally have a ex-wife, believe it or not, but the communication, you know, some at first, you know, the communication could be rough, you know what I mean? But you have to look at the end, what it's all about, what it's truly all about is the kids. You know, as long as you have that relationship,
that's right.
The relationship and the communication
with that
other parent, you know, as long as we on one page,
that's right.
Taking care of the kids and making sure the kids are okay. That's
awesome,
right. Man. I had to deal with that. You know, I ain't gonna say my communication was good at the beginning because it wasn't.
That's
but you
right.
also, like you said, you have to end it. You have to end that on a positive note because you want to be
that's
able
right.
to still be in that kid's life and stuff like that. So you know that's a good topic right here on the Cave Radio Show because you know some men don't. Some men are like, nah, I ain't got nothing to say to her. I don't want to talk to her, whatever the case may be.
That's
and then,
right.
And then you may lose that communication with your kids, you know. So you
that's
have
right.
to, you have to
that's
communicate,
right.
even though it didn't end right. You know what I'm saying?
That's
it didn't
right.
end right. It can always still go right. You know what I mean?
That's right. That's right. Man, I'm a full believer of it. And matter of fact, talking to all the cavemen at the time, last night, when I left there. From my ex-wife's house, I went to see my grandchild. I have a grandchild, Nyland Wilson, and that's my first and only grandchild. And I went to the house. I walked in, and before I left, I hugged her neck and I kissed her on the cheek. I told her she was beautiful. I told her I love her. I told her all these things that I used to tell her, and I'm not going to stop telling them no more. And I'm going to tell every woman from here on, you know, when you lose a mother, your whole life change and you walk different and you talk different. You talk with caution. And when that happened to me, it hurt, but it opened my eyes. And I'm just thankful for all the good and supportive people in my corner.
That's what's up. That's amazing. That's an amazing story. My caveman, I also have with me, the co-host, Mr. Big Joe. Big Joe, what's going on?
Big Joe.
What's going on?
I got a brother named Joe.
Well, it sounds like he's a cool dude.
That's right. How y'all doing, Big Joe?
Hey, I'm doing all right.
We be in here cooking. We cook salmon patties, and we cook all that salmon patties and everything. We be doing it over here now in the country.
Oh, my goodness.
And I got a cooler of oysters outside.
Look at you.
Grandma said we don't do nothing but eat. Tell them, Grandma.
That's all they do is eat, go to the bathroom. Eat.
Hey, that's what they're supposed to do.
Get it back on the program now. Make sure you feed him.
He said, y'all make sure y'all feed me.
He got you.
They said okay, Mama. They said okay.
He all right now. But
big shout out to Mama Gavin, y'all.
Listen. Y'all talking about that food, and y'all talking about the country. I'm from Arkansas, man. So you talking right up my alley. So I might have to, you know, come get a plate.
Better come home drunk then.
Well, I didn't tell you I was a great cook. Remember, my mama taught me that I'm a great cook. I cook thousands of people. And when I say I cook for a lot of people in the communities, and I cook on 3 grills at one time, and I don't allow the grill to cook for me. I don't want a grill to cook for me. I want to cook on the grill.
Listen, tell me some of the things that you cook.
Okay.
My
favorite dish is lasagna. That's your favorite dish is always the one you can't cook. Somebody else can cook it for you. But, man, I can fry chicken, the best fried chicken in the world, and I ain't found nobody that can top me yet besides my mother. And now, when it comes to everything else, I know you eat that country food, so I can cook chicken in the microwave, and I can cook it on the stove.
Just come on here and try it out.
I can bake a great peach cobbler, blueberry cobbler.
I gotta ask. How in the world you cook chicken in the microwave. We had somebody.
She said, boy, you can't do that. And when she walked out of there, she ain't go back to KFC and Popeyes no more. It's a way you're doing it, and I'm gonna get online and show everybody. I'm gonna show them because you can give anybody the ingredients, but they still got to cook it. and the good thing about that is I take food the same way I prepare food. That's the same way I prepare my music and my lyrics. I take ingredients. A lot of people use formulas. See, I take ingredients and do it. See, a formula, you got to come up with things and mix them together. You got to create things. But with ingredients, they already exist.
And he don't give out his special recipe.
And all you got to do is put them together. That's all you got to do. And I bet you, you'll have the greatest meal in the world. That's why the album is so great.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's why the album is so great. You ain't heard nothing yet. I got a message to tell the world, boys and girls. The legendary Willie Mac is in the house, and I told y'all I was coming. I just ain't never tell you what time. I'm the Southern Soul representative, the worldwide entertainer. The legend is here, baby.
I'm getting.
Speaking of your album, how can we go and listen? Where do we go and support you? If you can give that information out to us, that'd be great.
I'm going to tell y'all like this right here. I'm on all digital platforms, but everybody don't go online. But when you go online, you make sure you type in these letters. Now be careful. Listen careful. Listen slow because I ain't talking fast. It's going to be THELEGENDARYWILLIMAC. Those are three words. The legendary Willie Mac. On everything, you ain't got to go and look for nothing else. On Facebook, the legendary Willie Mac. On Instagram, the legendary Willie Mac. On Spotify, on iTunes, on Amazon, the whole digital platform. And you can also order hard copies on all of these websites. So you can go to YouTube and listen to it. If you can't buy it right now, just tune in on YouTube and listen to it. And make sure you listen to that legendary Willie Mac album. 2021, January the 29th is when it was released. I'll never forget that date, just like my birthday, Cinco de Mayo. I'm going to celebrate, and that's another day I'm going to celebrate. I ain't waiting on Christmas. I ain't waiting on New Year's. I ain't waiting on Easter. I'm going to celebrate right now. And I'm going to tell y'all right now, it's Mother's Day every day.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. Listen, speaking of Mother's Day, I'm going to do something that probably wasn't even thought of when you guys got on this show. Mama Gavin, I want to ask you a question. I want to ask you, how do you feel about the legendary Willie Mac? How do you feel about him, his success, you know, just being there supporting him? I want to get your thoughts and get you on, and let's talk.
No, it's wonderful.
They want to know what you think about me and my success, and from you knowing me, what do you think about me?
I think a lot of stuff. He's real wonderful.
And they tell them some of the things that I do to make you just know that.
Well, like you said, he cooks. We eat.
What's your favorite food?
My favorite food is his chicken and his desserts.
And what's your
favorite? All of it.
I cook her them pig feet. She loves them pig feet. At 83 years old, she loves
it. Yeah, pig feet and chitlins, too.
Oh, Lord, you done said my favorite.
You name it, it's there.
And they want to know, we actually, when I first met, she met my mother, and my mother cooked her some biscuits, some homemade biscuits.
No, pancakes.
Homemade pancakes. Can you tell them about that time?
Oh, yeah, they was wonderful. They're just like, it was better than come out the Angel Mammy box.
It was, she said, better than coming out the box. And so I took, yeah. And Mama, is anything else you got to say about me and what you think of my success?
Well, he's a wonderful guy. He ain't no bad person. He can cook. He can fish or whatever. If he eat the fish, now I don't know about the fishing part.
I eat them now, Mama. But
he eat them. He gonna eat them, but he can't catch them. I don't know now. That's all I can say. But he's nice.
Y'all heard what Grandma Gavin said. Y'all heard her.
Y'all just need to come to Alabama. That's all.
But tell him we can go ahead.
Okay. Well, y'all invited to 14268 Highway 87, Alabama.
All right. All right.
Well, y'all to come eat with
us. Well, you know what? We'll drive, we'll fly. Our motto at We Talk Radio is we talk, we listen, and we take action. So guess what? We're gonna take action. We're gonna take action. Come on down.
Okay, you can't beat that. You don't got invited. You better show up.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Don't really mad. Don't have to put you down.
What else, some heart?
No, he don't put you down.
Now that's a good slang right there. I like that slang. Cause see, I'm that's why I was telling y'all. I know how to stay in order. You ain't just hear how she said that.
Hey, all you can say to that is yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yes,
that's
ma'am.
All you can say. That's all you can say to that.
Well, that's what the doctor's order.
She said, that's what the doctor's order.
Come on, tell it like it is.
I'm enjoying this. Big Joe, I'm enjoying this.
Just come when you can.
Well, I thank you. I thank you, Mama Gavin. I thank you so much for being a part of this interview today. I enjoyed you guys, man. Listen, talking to y'all.
Well, we enjoyed
you
too.
Talking to you all is like being at home on a Sunday morning and just waiting on that chicken to get cooked, having a good old conversation.
You still at home? Just come on, we gonna cook some.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Oh, I love it. I love it. One other thing, Mr. Willie Mack, I want to ask you, if you had to give. Our cavemen or anybody out here that's listening, all of our men that's out here listening, if you can give them an encouraging word, what would that be?
I would say always believe in yourself. Love yourself before you can do anything. You got to love yourself. And you can become the best of whatever you want to become the best of. Mm-hmm. And it's never limited once you love yourself and believe in yourself. There is no limit. You can do anything in this world. I'm telling you, I had a point in my life where I depended on people to believe in me for myself. You're responsible for your own happiness. And my ex-wife taught me that, own happiness. And if you bring those two responsibilities together, you got something. That's what you bring into the table. So love yourself before you do anything in this world. You got to love yourself. Have faith, love yourself, and believe in yourself. That means investing in yourself. Don't wait on nobody to do it for you. Don't wait on nobody. Time is over.
Mm. Love that. Time is over. That's what I'm talking about. Mr. Willie Mack, this is my name is T. Smiley. You will be seeing me on Instagram. I'm definitely going to be following you on Instagram. So look for T. Smiley Productions. That's myself, and I will definitely be linked in. And hey, listen, I'm the type of person if I see you post something, I'm gonna reply, or even if I just want to say hey, I'm that type of person to shoot you a text or a message or whatever the case may be. Just because you've been on my show, man, you family to me. So, you know.
Thank you. Thank y'all so much. Thank everybody.
Yes, sir. Listen, I wanted to ask this question because my panel, Mr. Big Joe, I believe he sing the blues too. Big Joe, I know you probably have some more questions.
You know, that's funny. That's funny because that was my first love.
Yeah. Go ahead and talk about it.
Man.
Blues was my first love. I used to walk around singing blues songs. Yes, sir.
You got a voice part of it on the record. That sound like we already just answered something.
Well, come on. Come on with it.
That's what I'm talking about. I don't know what song is the best song on the album because I treat it just like I treat my children. I love them all the same way.
What's your favorite song?
There would be no favorite because I love them like I love my children. I love them all the same way. The most significant song to me that's more pain felt and was just so true to my heart was the one called I Apologize and Tell It Like It Is, because my mother existed there, and I Apologize, Women of Strength, that was part of my life, existed there, and those are the things that was dear to me. And back though, Jody, the song that says I can't take it no more, well, the whole world thinks that.
Back though, Jody.
And I want to ask all of you to go out and download that CD and support the legendary Willie Mack, and any of your fan base and family and friends, share it. And make sure you go to thelegendarywilliemack.com. That's my personal website. Make sure you spell Willie Mack, WILLYMAC. And then you can find the legendary Willie Mack spelled exactly the same on all other platforms online.
Awesome, man.
I want to record a song with you, Big Joe. Let's get talk to my manager and let's get a song recorded. I want the voice. That's Barry White out here.
Show you right.
Uh-oh.
I think I'm getting to be a great listener. I might have an ear.
That's funny.
Let's do it.
Hallelujah. How long y'all gonna carry on?
Uh-oh. You got the approval.
Oh yes. And Jimmy Corbett is my manager, and so he might be tuning in, but I'm not sure. He'd be so busy, but he do have time for the legendary Willie Mack. He always let me know that. So thank you, Jimmy. Thank you so much. Thank you, Kaz. Thank you, Uncle Al. Thank you, Horace. Thank y'all, man. Thank all my family and friends, my sisters, my brothers, my closest people to me, everybody, man, that when I was even when I was down, and I'm not all the way up there yet. You'll never be all the way up. But I just want to say thank you, and I'm humble. I'm humble.
Thank you. Come to Alabama.
Glamby said she want us to come to Alabama. We coming. We definitely gonna come.
We got a show going on. When we put the big show on down here, we're going to definitely send out the invites personally, okay?
All right, cool.
We're going to eat some chicken.
We're going to have some chicken. You know what? You said another favorite food in there. You said, well, my favorite food. You said chitlins.
Chitlins. I cook my chitlins different. I cook them different than everybody else. My mother taught me how to cook them. First, she taught me how to clean them. It took me years before I learned how to really clean them. But I got a secret way of doing things. I got a secret way of cleaning them. Mama done had them chillings. Tell them how they taste.
Yeah, man, just let them try. She better come try them out.
listen. I have the best
chillings in the world.
I have a caller that's calling in and may want to ask you a question.
Love to talk to him.
Caller, you're on live. Hello, you're here on the Cave Radio Show. Last four of your digits is 8710. You had a question for us? I think they got scared. I don't know. They got scared. The call dropped. They might call us back in. Hey, listen, we on live. This is the Cave
That's
Radio
great.
Show.
That's
right here
great. I'll wait
Radio.
On my fans any day. I'll wait for them. I ain't going nowhere.
That's what's up.
I'll wait for them. I told them when I start signing autographs, my hands will never get tired. And when my hands get tired, I use my mouth to sign them.
Well, listen.
Hey, Keith Smiley, you got me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, while we're waiting on another caller for a question, I was wondering if I could ask him a question.
Go ahead. What's your name?
This is Jeff.
All right, Mr. Jeff, go ahead.
Hey,
Jeff.
Hey, man. I remember you talking about your military service.
Yes.
given your musical background you explained, I was wondering how that helped you through your time overseas in Iraq.
Because I was in charge of many soldiers, and I was able to sing, and when I sung, see, I led a lot of cadences, and my singing, the real thing for cadence is to motivate a soldier to get ready to do the unfortunate or the impossible. You have to motivate anyone before they actually do it. And so my cadence was a big strength there. So I sung cadence, and I sung to my soldiers, and we all sat in the shelter, and we came up with ideas. They helped me write songs, and once I got their mind off what was maybe to come, their mind off of that and put their mind on something positive, then it's a whole new area for you. Now you have a soldier that's prepared to fight. You know, you don't have a soldier that's prepared to lose or prepared to die. He's just prepared to fight. And whatever else happens after that, it's we don't know. It's unknown. So the music, food, and conversation is just the biggest outlet for any person in this world. They have to have it, and they got to have their faith. So music, I won maybe 10, 20 talent shows in the military. I won 4 of them back-to-back in Iraq. And I was an inspiration to others without them knowing they was the bigger inspiration for me.
Man, that's awesome to hear, and I'm sure, you know, they appreciated what you were doing for them, and in return what it did for you, you know, not only was music an outlet for them, but also for you as well.
They actually tuning in right now. We have some soldiers that's some military veterans, and also some of the soldiers that I was training, they actually at 20-something years right now. And they're listening, and they will be listening later. So they know who you are. I put it on the website, and they prepared to are probably already listening right now. We go through a thing called PTSD. You know, it's very common in the military. But the military is not the only place it can exist. And so I was diagnosed with PTSD, and you know, you go through a phase, but you, as long as you get yourself out of certain situations and you see an altercation come up, you just have to remove yourself, put yourself in different environments, and understand what is wrong and what you've been through. And so it took me a long time to do that, but with the help of positive people around me, trust me, and it was hard, but I'm able to talk to other veterans, and we can talk on the same level. I've lost a lot of friends in the military, and every time I talk about it, it's upsetting, but it's therapy. And so, you know, it's good to talk about it, and now as I go, I get stronger and stronger. So it's one thing that I want to say is I would love to be on stage for the USO. I would love to travel throughout the military and be able to do the same thing I was doing while I was in the military, and that's providing communication and applying communication through music, food, and conversation.
Thank you very much for sharing that with me. I appreciate it.
That's
You're
awesome.
Welcome.
Mr. Jeff, you're a writer, so I think we can do get you with Mr. Willie Mack and get you to do a piece on him, because, you know, this is the month of February, where it's Black History Month, and this is why we have you on, actually, Mr. Legendary Willie Mack, is because it's Black History. We're honoring you. And so I believe, Mr. Jeff,
oh, my
you got
goodness,
a,
man.
You got
that,
you got
that just hit a mouthful.
Yeah.
Wow.
I love you.
That just warmed my heart. It warmed my heart so deeply when you just, with the words you just said, because I went online here just a couple weeks ago, and my album was released January 29th, 3 days before Black History Month. And I told everyone, I said, this is Black History. And you just said the same thing by welcoming me to the show for that purpose. And, man, I don't have the words to say. I can say thank you, but it seems like I should say more. But, man, there was only one person out of my whole county that had a number one record. And that was in 1963. And his name was Goldsboro. His last name was Goldsboro. that's kind of odd to be in such a city, and no matter how big or small, and only have one person to represent it in that fashion. And so I want to get the respect back to musicians, local and uprising, and get the music back into our communities. Without the music, without the food, without the conversation, and without the faith, we have nothing. It's all ingredients, and so it's got to be put together in order for the meal to be prepared the right way.
I can agree more. Mr. T. Smiley was saying, I'm a writer, and you know, if you would allow me, I would love to, you know, get in touch with you and write a feature story about you, just highlighting your life and all the great things that you've done.
Jeff, don't mean to cut you off. It's an honor. It would be an honor, and I have named this title several times, A Familiar Memory. That's the only thing in my mind, A Familiar Memory. And when you hear this story, Jeff, and a lot of people know it on this side of town, but when you hear it and you sit down and you talk to me and my family and everybody, it's the best story ever told.
Cool.
We only heard that one time.
Definitely check it out.
Okay.
Well, Jeff, what we're going to do is we're going to get our team to get that information to you, and
okay.
you guys will be able to connect. So, great, awesome.
Sounds
good.
Thank you so much.
Listen, guys, this is the Cave Radio Show, and I'm absolutely having a blast. This is Kia D, one of the producers here for We Talk Radio Network, the Cave Radio Show. The legendary Willie Mack is joining us today. I am just truly honored and blessed, for real, to just be able to hear all the goodness and greatness that's coming out of this young man. It's a blessing. Y'all make sure y'all check him out. We're going to have him give out his contact information again in one moment. I wanted to let everybody know, because guess what? We're giving away money this month. I know y'all like money. Who likes money? I like money. If
everybody.
You like free money, that's right, it's even better. So let me tell you what you need to do to win. Y'all are tuned in all across the globe. I see you everywhere. Literally, y'all have the phone lines lit up, okay? Thank y'all so much, seriously, for being a part of the show.
The lines are lit.
I'm going to tell y'all how y'all can win. So this is what we're going to do. T-Smiley is going to give out a keyword. I want y'all to listen to this keyword and write it down. Every single radio show this week and every single day this month, we're going to be giving out a keyword on every radio show. So you have to tune in to every single show in order to win. And then on Sunday, after that last keyword is given out on the Shine Radio Show, you're going to go to the www.wetalkradio.com website, and you're going to go to contact us right at the top, and you're going to enter in your email address, and you're going to enter in those keywords. The very first person to enter in every single keyword from every single show is going to win $100. And we're doing this every week. And at the end of the month, if you have all keywords, T-Smiley, how much are they going to win?
$500.
$500. Okay. So if you want money, you got to tune into the show. The keyword today for the Cave Radio Show is
you.
Wow.
The keyword again is you. Y-O-U.
Can you use it in a sentence?
You just did.
You are the winner.
Listen, man, I know y'all like that money, and I know you like it even more if it's free. So all you got to do is listen. We Talk Radio Network. We Talk Radio Network. All right. Y'all can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. If you go on YouTube, We Talk Radio Network. We Talk Radio Network. Find us, like us, love us, follow us. Mr. Legendary Willie Mack, I want to thank you
so much for
being a part of this show. It's been a pleasure to have you on. I always say, now that you're on, your family, and you, we're gonna definitely enjoy your music. What we like to do here at We Talk Radio, at the end of every show, we always give God the glory that is due unto Him. So we're gonna pray. After I pray, Mr. Willie Mack, I want you to introduce your the next song. Can't take it no more. I want you to introduce that. And we want to say a special thank you to Mama Gavin for being a part of the show as well. We love you, Mama Gavin, and we're looking forward to seeing you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Love y'all
too. All right, so we're going to go to God.
Father God,
we thank
you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Father God, we thank you for just waking us up this morning, God, to a day that wasn't promised, God. We thank you for just our life, health, and strength, God. We thank you for the incredible, legendary Willie Mack, God. We thank you for Mama Gavin for being a part of our Cave Radio show today, God. We thank you for just allowing them just to be humble people, God, and doing the work of you, the work for you, God. We thank you for just each and every one of our listeners that's listening in on today. And God, we ask that you just keep us protected, God, all throughout the week, all throughout the month, God. Just keep us in your will and in your perfect will and your grace. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 And before you do that interview, check us out tonight, all right? Check us out tonight at 6 p.m. for the Mind, Body, and Soul show with our host, Big Joe.
Big Joe. Big
tomorrow, Joe. Tomorrow at 7 p.m., it's Brand New Day with Emily Blue and Deanne Lex at 7 p.m. And right after that, we have Shine Lord Radio right here with T. Smiley and Kia D at 8:30. Shine Lord Radio, thank y'all so much for tuning in. Go ahead and introduce this song for us right now.
I told y'all go ahead, y'all get ready to listen to I Can't Take It No More, the legendary Willie Mack, one of the Black Side singles, is coming out right now. Welcome to the stage, Back Door Jody just came in my home, y'all. The legendary WillieMack.com. Make sure you go to the website and check it out.
up with what's happening on the We Talk Radio Network by following us on our social media sites. You can get to know us better on all our social media platforms. It's a great way to learn about our radio shows, videos, blogs, community programs, events, and more. We'd love for you to connect with us. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Get connected. Stay connected with We Talk Radio, We Talk Radio Network. Check us out at WeTalkRadio.com. Man, we talk, we listen, we make it happen.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.